السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and our sisters listening at the madrasa and over receivers, you may wonder, why did I recite this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Istaeenu bis sabri was salah, Inna Allaha ma'as sabiri. Seek the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with sabr and with salah, with patient perseverance and with salah. Inna Allaha ma'as sabiri. Allah ta'ala is with those who persevere, who exercise sabr. Allah Ta'ala is with them. Now, what connection has that got to do with this Zikrullah Majlis in which we are discussing Madina Sharif? The connection is this, that sabr is not only when somebody passes away. Sabr is not only when somebody dies. We read, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Without going into any explanation of this ayat and any discussion of the masail from this ayat, because that is not the subject tonight, but after having mentioned that Allah Ta'ala will test the people with the different things, different types of calamities, different kinds of trials, hunger, fear, loss in health, in property, people dying in the family, or whatever kind of difficulty that comes upon a person, then وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, glad tidings to those who are perseverant, those who exercise sabr. Allah Ta'ala says, glad tidings to them, very good news for them. And then what do they say when any musibat or calamity or hardship reaches them? Iza asabatuhum musiba, they say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily we are from Allah, and to Allah Ta'ala is our return. So what is the connection with this ayat and this subject that we are discussing, Madina Sharif? The connection is this, that this is also a testing time for a lot of believers. That for many, many people who cannot afford to go to Madina Sharif, for many people who do not have that kind of income, it is not easy for them to get visas, passports, or some of them are innocent but they are imprisoned. Some of them have the wealth but they don't have the health. Many people, they've got the wealth, plenty of wealth, but they missed the golden opportunities which they had of going to Madina Sharif, of going to Makkah Sharif, of performing Hajj, but they at that time were not conscious of Deen, of Sharia, of Quran, of Sunnah. They were not on the straight path. Now when they came on the straight path, when they got hidayat and guidance, then they don't have the health to undertake the journey. They are in hospital beds. They cannot move. Or for any other reason, they cannot make it there. So they have the wealth, but they don't have the health. So for them also it is a test which requires sabr. So the sabr is not only when somebody dies, you make inna lillah. All kinds of difficulties or any kind of pain that the person suffers, emotional pain also. Says inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, seek help of Allah ta'ala with namaz, or seek help of Allah ta'ala, istaeenu bis sabri was salah. So those people who cannot, for whatever reason, make it to Medina Sharif, so what must they do? Engage in salat, make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then make sabr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only knows when He is going to open the doors. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja. So this sabr has to be exercised. So Medina Sharif, when we are discussing also, there is a need for sabr. We don't know what kind of kayfiyat overcome those who have got ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they are talking about Medina Sharif and they are talking about the Rauza Mubarak, then we don't know what they experience, how much of sabr they have to exercise. Therefore we are not allowed to speak bad about the people of Medina Sharif, because they are very, very fortunate people. Any part of the day or night they can get to the Rauza Mubarak. We are going to be looking at their shortcomings, their weaknesses in some department, and they will be forgiven with a little bit of istighfar and tawbah and some salat and salam. And we don't know which tier of theirs is accepted. And of course, if they are blessed with death in Madina Tawyiba and buried in Baqi, then look at all the plus in the to their credit. So therefore we should only look at the good points of them. But what I am saying is that this ayat that I recited, it suddenly came to mind. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ. And that إِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. So what is the link? What is the connection? And this is the connection, which was not even in my mind before I started. Because many people attend the majalis, they attend the programs. Many people listen over receivers, many listen over the radio stations when those tapes are played. And then they write, I wish I could also be in Medina Sharif, but I am a poor person, I don't think I will be even able to see the Rauza Mubarak. So at that time our heart grieves. But then this ayat is what should be giving them tasalli, consolation. That there is a pain that is in the heart, a deep-hearted pain that we cannot make it. So if it is not due to a person's own negligence, is not due to a person's deficiency of love and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not due to circumstances which are beyond his control, so then there's great consolation in that sabr also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is happy as long as he is making amal, is making ittiba. So in Islam it is khair for everybody. Khair for the rich, khair for the poor. For the weak and for the strong. For the healthy and for the sick. For everybody there is some sign of consolation. And that is only Islam that gives such kind of consolation. Otherwise the poor person would have been crying all his life and saying, Allah Ta'ala didn't give me the opportunity of going there, what do I do? So istaeenu bis sabri was salah. Just giving you an extended meaning. That seek the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with patience and with salat. Keep on begging, keep on begging. The door will open. Allah ta'ala will open the door. So on Monday night we were discussing Hazrat Maulana Badre Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi's very, very beautiful nasihats that he made to his murids, his mutawassileen, his muta'alliqeen, meaning those who were connected with him. He calls them my friends, my dear ones, my beloved ones. He says, take this nasihat to heart. And as I explained on Monday night, that Maulana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Ali, he is one of those people, when they dug up the grave after 2-3 years or whatever amount of time they dig up the graves there in Madina Sharif for reburial, somebody else is buried in the same grave after that. 3-4 times when they dug up that grave, his body was still salamat, untouched. A very great muhaddis he was, a very great waliullah, and a great sheikh of the time. Lots of South Africans who used to travel to Madina Sharif in those days, they saw him. And they met him personally. So we discussed some of the ashar. You can get the tape of Monday and listen to it if you were not here. But I will just give you a little bit of what we had already discussed with regards to his nasihat.
عزیزوں کو مجھے اکراز کی ہے اب خبر کرنا عزیزوں کو مجھے اکراز کی ہے اب خبر کرنا اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا.
I want to disclose a secret to my friends. He said, this was a secret that was in my heart, but I want to now disclose it to my friends, all the nasihat that he's going to be making. He said, there were a lot of things that were in my heart, but now that I am reaching those days of my life, which we can term as the latter days, because it was in his old age, so expecting that this, after that is going to be maut, so he says, I want to give you these secrets. Agar mehfooz rehna ho, to tweba mein guzar karna. That if you wish to be protected from the fitnas of the outside world, then you will not be able to protect yourself easily. It's going to become very, very difficult. We can see as it is, how difficult it is becoming. As I mentioned, that those days we were not expecting, or we were not exposed to the type of technology that is in existence and in vogue today. In our school days, in our times, as we say, what, 30, 40 years ago, there was no exposure to the type of technology that we have now. Whether it is the cell phone, the radio, the TV, the magazines, everything is inviting towards sins. And good people, 5-time namazis, people who are outwardly deendar and pious, but they too get caught up in these type of fitnas. We deal with cases every day. So it is not going to be easy to protect oneself. So then what is the purpose of remaining in your country and in your city when your iman and your deen is not safe? Out of necessity we have to stay. Every person cannot pack up his bags and go. And in fact at present they won't even allow you to stay there. Those who are staying there also, there are so much of conditions attached. But Hazrat Maulana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi, who gave this nasihat, it was his kashf that the time will come when it is going to open, the doors will open, but it will be for a very limited period of time. And he said, whosoever at that time can come away to Madina Sharif, then he must do so immediately, don't delay, because the doors will then close. And we can see with the relaxation of the laws how more and more people are able to enter into Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, into Saudi Arabia. Before there were very, very stringent regulations, and now they have brought it right down. If a person has a certain amount of money, or he can open some kind of business, or he can have a partnership with some Arab person there, whatever the regulations are, but there's a lot of relaxation. So it is a clear indication that the time is coming. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create the conditions, whether it is due to the pressure of the outside world or whatever it may be, but the doors will open. So at that time then we must not look back. The person must not be still engaged in his mundane worldly activities, because the fitnas are going to start. Dajjali fitnas have already commenced, and the real Dajjal will then be coming. Imam Mahdi's will be coming, and everything will be happening very, very fast after that. So he says, agar mehfooz rehna ho, if you want to be safe and protected, so then toiba mein basar karna, then come to Medina Sharif and spend the rest of your life there. That is the only place you will be protected. Even now those who go to Medina Sharif, they know what beautiful atmosphere there is, what serenity. Even though the masjid is filled with 1 million people, but just sense that atmosphere. How beautiful. You don't hear any shouting, screaming, nothing. And people are just reading salat, salam. And the sukoon that the person finds in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially in the month of Ramadan, I say that it's unimaginable. 1 million people, 1.5, 2 million people. And every person is given so much of dates, and is given yogurt, and is given a roll or a bun. And the people are catching the hands of the people coming in. Come, sit at my dastarkhan, sit at my dastarkhan. And discussing with one of them there, is that somebody lays the dastarkhan for 100,000 people. 100,000 people. Somebody gives for 50,000. Somebody for 10,000. Somebody for 5,000. Somebody for 500. Somebody for 200. But the whole masjid from this end to that end, and even the outside, is filled with khajur. And now where is it coming from? To me it really seems as if Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting at the head of the dastarkhan, and everyone that is there is his guest, and he is entertaining them and feeding them and making them make iftar. Otherwise where can a person feed 100,000 people every day for iftar? So that is the barakat of that Mubarak place. So therefore he says that if you want to be saved and protected, then forget about Dubai and forget about China and America and all other parts of the world. Protection will be there. People talk about investments, investments, and the only investments they think of is those places where there's nothing but fitnas and which are in danger every moment of being destroyed because of the abundant amount of sinning that takes place in those places. Look at the amount of alcohol that is consumed in those lands. So nobody says it is haram. The person can make investment, it's not haram. You can make in any part of the world. We are discussing here is something else. Otherwise just now somebody will go outside and say, Maulana said haram to buy anything from Dubai anymore. We have to repeat these things because misunderstanding is a very serious problem. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is in Medina Sharif, and he himself said, whomsoever it is possible that the person can die in Medina Sharif, then he must come to Medina Sharif and die there. That means if he can settle there and spend the days of his life there, then death will come in that place and he will be buried in Baqi. So agar mehfooz rehna ho, to tayba mein gusar karna. A person wants to be protected from the fitnas of the outside world, then come and spend your time in Medina Sharif. But how to spend the time, that he's going to discuss later in the same nasihat that he is making. That even there the person must spend his time correctly. It is better sometimes that you are in South Africa and your heart is in Medina Sharif, than that we be in Medina Sharif and our heart is in South Africa. Therefore, I always say that those people who even consider settling there permanently, in the early stages, don't go with that niyat of permanent settling. First go there, have that niyat that inshallah will settle permanently. But even if the person has got iqama, the person has got the rights to stay there, and stay there 2-3 months, come back home, go, come until the mind is settled. And then when the person settles there, then his heart and soul must be there. There's nothing wrong after that, keeping relationship with the family members and other work that has to be done. But then the heart and soul must be there. He must be happy. He must feel very excited and feel greatly honored that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave that honor to be there in that holy land. So, agar mehfooz rehna ho, to taiba mein guzar karna. That's the only place a person can be protected. Yes, if a person wants to be caught up in fitnas, then he can be caught up in the Kaaba Sharif, inside the Haram Sharif, inside anywhere. But we are talking about those people who wish to be protected from the fitnas of the outside world. So then they should start preparing and planning. If Allah Ta'ala has given them the wealth and the money, they should be preparing and planning to go and settle in Madina Sharif. And don't say how it is going to happen. Allah Ta'ala will make it happen. Keep on making dua, ista'inu bis sabr wa salah. Until then, make sabr. But keep on making dua and keep on making the correct effort.
Azizo ko mujhe ikraz ki hai ab khabar karna. Azizo ko mujhe ikraz ki hai ab khabar karna. Agar mehfooz rehna ho to Taiba mein guzar karna. Agar mehfooz rehna ho to Taiba mein guzar karna.
If you wish to be protected, then come and spend the time in Madina Sharif.
जहां अब पसने वाला है फितन में दीन ओ ईमान के. जहां अब पसने वाला है फितन में दीन ओ ईमान के. बहुत मुश्किल है मोमिन को कहीं बाहर बसर करना. बहुत मुश्किल है मोमिन को कहीं बाहर बसर करना.
जहां फंसने वाला है फितन में दीन और ईमान के. The whole universe, the whole world is going to be caught up in the fitnas of deen and iman. The fitnas will come from all sides. The person will not even know that he is being lashed by a fitna and is caught up in a fitna. Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif will be used for justification of haram actions and haram deeds. And the person will think that that his iman is very, very strong. Just the other day, one lady phoned and she says, "My iman is very, very strong. Very, very strong. But because of this problem, that problem, that problem, I'm just coming from the church. I'm just coming from a church. And if these problems are not solved, I'm going to accept Christianity." Now that's a kind of strong iman. First she says, "My iman is very, very strong, but I'm coming from a church." So what is our iman? We must never think that we are living in times where everything is very, very rosy, and just because we got some masajid, we miracle 5-time namaz and make a little bit of zikrullah, so therefore we are saved. The outside We know the environment is very, very vicious. And there is something that is having an effect or an impact or an effect on the hearts. Why is it that people who are namazis, who are making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, even they are distancing themselves? For what reason? Why is it they getting so much of doubts in their minds about Islam and Sharia? Is Islam only for good times? When the person has good health, plenty of wealth, then it is Islam. And little bit of test and trial, then there's no Islam. So that breeze of sins is blowing everybody away. Therefore he says, جہاں اب پھنسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے بہت مشکل ہے مؤمن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا. It's going to be very, very difficult for a mu'min to stay outside. The place for protection from fitnas is going to be in Medina Sharif. But once again, we know that every person is not going to be able to make it to Medina Sharif. So what must he do? Then he must make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherever he is, and he is with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from the fitnas wherever he is. And if a person wants to be protected, Allah ta'ala will create the conditions for him to be protected. If you look at it, most of the fitnas are all such that we can control ourselves. Nobody is forcing us to enter into those fitnas. The advertising will be there, the calling will be there, the invitation will be there. But does it mean that we are all forced to go and attend those programs? At the most, they will laugh at us, criticize us, make a mockery and fool of the person that is not attending such program. There is a Sufi sahab, is a living in a camel age and is outdated, and a few titles they will give. But if our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have been called sahir and majnoon, na'uzu billahi min zali, calling the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, calling him majnoon, madman, or bewitched person, or the one who is doing magic. And what other titles they gave to him. They didn't only give titles, they stoned him, they tortured him, they ostracized and boycotted him. And yet he was after Allah the greatest. So then if a few words they blow from their mouths, are we so weak that we are prepared to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just because of those few words that they have blown from their mouths? We must have that strong iman, come what may, but if my Allah is with me, then I have all the kingdoms with me. And sooner or later Allah Ta'ala will open the doors, make it easy, and then he will make people come to that very person for hidayat and guidance.
جہاں اب پھنسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا.
From the security point of view and from all angles if you look at it, there's nothing but aman and peace and security there. As I was just saying, that it is not that we are forced. If you look at all the fitnas, jahan phansne wala hai fitan mein deen o imaan ke, but those fitnas we create ourselves. Nobody has forced us. You must have those videos, you must have Hollywood and Bollywood movies in your house, you must have the magazine with naked women there, you must watch the porn sites. Is anybody forced? You must have abortion, must participate in the cultural activities in which nothing but haram indulgences take place. Nobody is forcing. If the person really wants to be protected and safeguarded, so even in the country that he's staying, he can be. So the poor man can't find excuse that how must I get to Medina Sharif. But those who are fortunate enough, then in Medina Sharif we know that there's so much of aman and security and peace. Has anybody heard a gunshot? those who have been for so many years up and down. Has anybody heard a gunshot around those shops which are exchanging the currency? They put one small little lock there. In our days we used to say tap penny, high penny lock. Now we'll say a few cents lock. That means a cheap lock. And then all the money too is just there displayed. Rands, dollars, pounds. And nobody has the courage to go and hold up that person. Yes, outside Medina Sharif, outside Makkah Sharif, all the influence of the television is also coming there too. Or in Medina Sharif too, there's lots of people that are slicing the pockets of people and stealing their monies. Now those are people who have come there with that intention. But otherwise, security point of view too, the person feels so safe there. Little children, midnight also, they can walk on the streets there. In Makkah Sharif too. So, جہاں اب پھنسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا. To spend the life somewhere outside Medina Sharif, he says, is going to be very, very difficult. So, if you want a protection from the fitnas of the outside world, then he says, come away to Medina Sharif.
عزیزوں کو مجھے اقرار زکی ہے اب خبر کرنا اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا جہاں اب پسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا جو ناقدری میں گزری وہ تو گزری زندگی اپنی جو ناقدری میں گزری وہ تو گزری زندگی اپنی جو باقی ہے اسی کی قدر رتم اب عمر بر کرنا جو ناقدری میں گزری وہ تو گزری زندگی اپنی جو باقی ہے اسی کی قدر رتم اب عمر بر کرنا
جو ناقدری میں گزری ہو تو گزری زندگی اپنی. That life of ours which we spent in negligence, indifference, those valuable hours of our life, those days of our life, those minutes and seconds of our life which we did not show appreciation for, and we whiled away our time, we wasted our valuable time, we wasted the valuable opportunities that Allah Ta'ala gave to us to do something good. When we had good health, when we had wealth, when we had everything, life was comfortable, but we wasted those golden opportunities. Our only obsession was nothing but how to multiply, multiply and multiply that wealth, nothing else. Day and night it was an obsession. To earn is jais, it's halal. It's farz after the other farais. But I am talking about the obsession that we will see just now in the month of December also. Namazes will be neglected as if there is no such thing as hukam of namaz. Zuhr time, you go and take a walk and see all the business houses. How many people have gone to make the salat? Even five time namazis and people with khanqa association and people in jamaat and dawat and tabligh. And people in Hajj who are made Hajj upon Hajj. But so many of them are also tempted at that time. Because this is the time to make money. So at that time everything is sacrificed. All morals are sacrificed. And not only that, we destroy our own iman, but even if we have been fortunate enough to be bosses and we are employing other Muslims, then we destroy their iman too. And if only that Muslim has to say that, kindly allow me to perform my Zuhr Salat, they say, you can make it with Asr Namaz. After five, go and make both Namaz together. That is our condition. So he says, Jo na qadri mein guzri, wo to guzri zindagi apni. Whatever we wasted, finish. Jo baqi hai, usi ki qadratum ab umr bhar karna. That life which is now left, I appreciate that for the rest of your life. He says, that life which is left now, then appreciate that. That means every breath now appreciate, because we don't know if this is the last breath. Because what is gone is gone. As we always say that that the past is history, the future is mystery, and the present is indeed a present. The present is a present. So the life that is gone and wasted, now you can't bring any part of that life back again. But the life that remains, you say, usi ki qadr tum ab umr bhar karna. Now value it, appreciate it. Come to Madina Sharif and you say, appreciate now.
عزیزوں کو مجھے ایک راز کی ہے اب خبر کرنا اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا جہاں اب پھنسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا جو نا قدری میں گزری وہ تو گزری زندگی اپنی جو باقی ہے اسی کی قدر تم اب عمر بھر کرنا دعائے مانگنا اس کی کہ اب جو عمر باقی ہے دعائے مانگنا اس کی کہ اب جو عمر باقی ہے خدا تم کو عطا کر دے مدینے میں بسر کرنا خدا تم کو عطا کر دے مدینے میں بسر کرنا دعائے مانگنا اس کی کہ اب جو عمر باقی ہے خدا تم کو عطا کر دے مدینے میں بسر کرنا خدا تم کو عطا کر دے مدینے میں بسر کرنا
دعائے مانگنا اس is cry ask Allah تعالیٰ beg of him whatever life of mine is left. Oh Allah, take me to Madina Sharif and let me spend the remaining days of my life in Madina Sharif. Khuda tumko ata kar de Madine mein basar. May Allah Ta'ala say bless you. But if Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with that opportunity to settle there in Madina Sharif with Iman, with Yaqeen, with Muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with fulfillment of the rights of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Madina Sharif, so then he should stay there. But if the person wants to watch all the TV, movies and listen to music and engage in other haram even there, then he rather stay in South Africa or wherever he is. Then don't go there. Stay where he is and keep on making tawbah istighfar, because the sins are multiplied also when the person is in this Mubarak lands. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you and bless the Ummat with the opportunity of going to Madina Sharif. And Allah bless us with the opportunity of spending the latter part of our lives in Madina Sharif and passing away in Madina Sharif. But if it is not Muqaddar there for whatever reason, great, great Sahabas, they passed away in different lands. They went out into the world to spread the deen of Islam. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu is there in Istanbul. So many Sahabas in Jordan, Syria, and China and other parts of the world. They came to Africa. So now were they deprived of Madina Sharif? Yeah, they passed away here, but were they getting the full rewards of being in Madina Sharif? So that is a different reason. But our lives, where there is such kind of muhabbat of deen, then that is why we are staying here. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu.
Allah
Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most compassionate Allah, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, in these Mubarak days, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are begging of you. If we don't beg of you, you become angry and displeased. The more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. All treasures lie with you. My beloved Allah, our life is in your control. Our health in your control. Our sight, our hearing, our speech in your control. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every weakness of ours, every shortcoming of ours, every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging and confessing every sin of ours. Day and night we have violated your ahkam. Day and night we have disobeyed you. We have used your bounties for your disobedience. How loving you are, how caring you are, how generous and kind you are, how compassionate and merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and drink and wear and travel around. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive the sins of our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hey, mere Allah, hey, mere Rahim, Kareem Allah. Hey, mere Rabbe Kareem, hey, mere Rabbe Kareem. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, then where else do we go, my Allah? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. My beloved Allah, don't test us in this world. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of prosperity, of happiness, of contentment, of satisfaction. Bless us with plentiful of rizq and sustenance which is halal. Ya Allah, provide for us sustenance which is 100% halal. Easily, my beloved Allah. And give us barakat in that risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill all the rights of your rights, the rights of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rights of our family members, the rights of the society, the rights of all, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of performing our prayers 5 times a day. and for the men folk with jamaat as far as possible. Ya Allah, bless us with the rizq, but do not test us, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak. We give preference to dunya over akhirat. Ya Allah, we are so weak that we give preference to dunya over our akhirat. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Have mercy upon us. Shower your mercy upon us. Open the floodgates of forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problems of mankind around the globe. Especially the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the sins and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Abe sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, zillat aur ruswai se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from the fitnas, my beloved Allah, which are lashing at us from all sides. The tests and the trials are lashing at us from all sides. Ya Allah, we are living in a world of filled with fitnas, filled with corruption, filled with mischief, filled with evil. Which way do we turn, my beloved Allah? Which way do we turn? We are therefore begging, my beloved Allah, create the conditions for us to settle in Madina Sharif. Spend the latter part of our lives in Madina Sharif. Spend the remaining days of our lives in Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, protect us from all fitnas even in Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, create the conditions for our death in Madina Sharif. Wahi jita, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Kaash Madina ab watan hota. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the akhirat. The day is sure to come when we have to depart from this world. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filth on the internet site or on the television screen, or some filthy magazine in our hands, or bottle of wine, or in adultery or fornication, or popping drugs. We don't know when the angel of death will strike his sword on our necks. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Ya Allah, before we are given the garment of kafan above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of everyone around the globe. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid Aqsa, protect our masajid, madaris, our dini institutions. Protect the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Protect our Khanqas. My beloved Allah, bless all workers of Deen with sincerity and ikhlas in all actions and all amal. My beloved Allah, koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua manga. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our times. Ya Allah, those who have written examinations, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the evening. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, remove their pain, their suffering, their hardships. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have left for hajj or planning to go for hajj, bless them with hajj that is maqbool and mabroor. Accept their tawaf, ziyarat, ibadat. Accept their Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, bring them back safely after the completion of the pilgrimage. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.